Josh Wilson coming in concert this Sunday at 5 to Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland, the Island City. Get your tickets, itickets.com. They're $18, $30 for the meet and greet as well. Get those tickets, itickets.com, and looking forward to taking that concert in. Yes, am I a Packer fan? Yes, are they playing at 325? I mean, you know, have a date night with my wife, you know, so best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cans, a date night with your wife, that's a good thing, right?
It is always a good thing, and it seems lately it's been too few and far between. So, But yes, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, lots to cover on a 30-degree day. By the way, looking ahead to the weekend, temperatures peaking out in the 30s. So enjoy this warm weather while we've got it. It's fading, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, your mom had a birthday yesterday.
She did, yeah. So my mom, we are separated by exactly 2 weeks for our birthdays. And so she had me when she was 19 years and 50 weeks old. So it was good to talk with her a little bit yesterday. I debated driving over there for the day and then ended up not doing so, but it's always good to celebrate her. She's been such an important influence in my life. So
you guys are both kind of knocking on the door. Well, I say milestone. 50 for you next year is a milestone, and hers,
yeah,
at least
70,
an even number. Yeah, right. So,
yeah. Well, and she had pointed that out too. She said that she's almost 70. I said, I think it's fair to say that you're in your late 60s now. And she said, yeah, as late as I can get.
Yeah, right. So. Yeah, there you go. Well, and you said on Facebook, you said kind of like what Muhammad Ali would say about him. You said about your mom. You said she's the greatest.
Yeah, she is the greatest. There's so often I wish we lived closer to one another. And for those of you, you know, listening who have your kiddos close or your parents close, that's a real gift.
Isn't it a requirement? It should be a requirement. There ought to be a law that, you know, when you have grandkids, you've got to live within, you know, an hour's drive of your parents or something, you know?
Right. I think that would be good. I'm sure she would appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, I dropped a couple of quotes yesterday on Facebook. You liked them both, so let's talk about them here. One was from a guy named Brad Bresson, but former Bethesda pastor Rick Bridston had shared it. And this was, the very thing we're afraid of, our brokenness, is the door to the heart of God. And I said, dear Lord, please teach us to live and love in our brokenness, and please begin with me. That's a good one, huh?
Yeah, you know, so I think that one of the things that is true is that a lot of times we discover God most fully in the depths of our experience. You know, it's when we descend into that reality of our brokenness, which we all are, is where God meets us most completely, I think. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, most of us do everything we can to avoid that broken place, but really that's where God meets us.
You know, when I think about brokenness, again, our dear beloved friend Larry Crabb wrote and talked so much about it. It's all throughout his writings. But I mean, I think of different of darkness as well. St. John of the Cross, that dark night of the soul. Mother Teresa, posthumously, we find these journal writings of her, of feeling like the Lord wasn't near. And yet, you know, she's thought of so highly. And then I think of Crabb in 66 Love Letters. One of the chapter titles that stands out to me, this imagined dialogue between he and the Lord through all 66 books of the Bible. That was an inspiration for your letters to the beloved. But Second Chronicles, that real trust develops in the dark. I think similarly, real trust develops in our brokenness, right?
Right, absolutely. I think that when there's nothing earthly that we can cling to, you know, it's we find that what holds us most steady in those times is God.
Yeah, that's well said. Another quote, we're both big Bob Goff fans. If you haven't read Love Does, you're missing it. It's a book that you're going to want to read and then reread. And here's a Bob Goff quote. It's selfless love is always costly. Fear can't afford it. Pride doesn't understand it. And friends never forget it. That's a great one.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much packed into that. You know, and I think that's exactly right. Selfless love is so countercultural. I was particularly struck by that by that middle part about not what was the exact wording. The don't understand it.
Yeah, pride doesn't understand it. Pride, yeah.
Pride doesn't understand it. Right, exactly. Because pride is all about self, right?
Yeah.
And selfless love, which does not necessarily negate who we are. It's not beating ourselves up. It's loving others as fully as we can. And friends never forget it, as it says.
But
it doesn't make sense a lot of times.
Talking about books worth reading and rereading, the Tim Keller book on self-forgetfulness, and that's the deal with humility, right?
Yeah.
Is the idea is that sometimes we wrongly think, oh, humble because he or she beats himself up. No, not thinking of yourself. That's the self-forgetfulness, the freedom we want in true humility.
So. Right, exactly, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, friend, two brothers from another mother here. That's the deal, 5 minutes a day, and hopefully we encourage people to live a life of love, and so we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
All right, Jason Kanz, Get His Letters to the Beloved, the devotional commentary, took him 6 years to write. Learn more at jasonkanz.com.
Mark.
Yes.
The other day you were saying that Peggy finds this absolutely irresistible.
Yeah. You know, she is the lead shopper in the family for so many things. And thank you, dear, for all that you do. But she said the other day, she's like, I just find this irresistible.
What?
Buying dog toys. When she sees dog toys. And last night she's like dehydrating something in the air fryer. And it's like some meat that went bad, and it's treats for the dog. So again, she thinks way more about the pets. I tolerate the ferret, and he's climbing all over. So yes, dog toys. That's the thing. And that leads into this segment.
Yes. So what we have found is that pets are really expensive. Now, many, perhaps even most pet owners, spare no expense when it comes to their furry family members. A survey of dog and cat owners recently looked at, how much people actually spend, and found that half of respondents said they spend more money on their pets annually than they do on themselves. 52% of people said, I spend more on my pet than I do on myself. Now, part of that is probably, good to be unselfish, to think of others first. Part of me says, what now?
Okay, and really, there are the necessities. Like, back before I had these dogs, I would have said, you would spend $2,000 for a surgery? No, put the dog to sleep. Of course, now it's like, whatever it takes. So there are health things that we find ourselves doing. You know, when you get to the vet, you're spending way more. But then there's the ballerina costumes, the little things, the non-essentials that people now, so many costumes and things for dogs.
This is a relatable factoid for me. 61% of pet owners confirm that having a pet is more costly than they initially thought. Yes, amen, preach. Because when my wife was sending me these cute little pictures of dogs day after day after day at work when we were first married, it's like, well, yeah, you get him a little crate, you get him his food, and you're good to go.
Just a little puppy.
It's always underestimated in terms of, it doesn't matter whether it's a child making the appeal. It's like, oh, yeah. It's always more when it comes to pets, more work, etc.
And the thing, and I'll gripe, but when I see how much my 3-year-old loves that big old dog and how gentle he is with her and how concerned when she was upset and kind of throwing a tantrum the other day, but how concerned he was at us saying, what are you doing to my little friend? Because she was upset.
That's so sweet.
So, he has his redeeming qualities.
Yeah.
Aww, really?
They are full of love. Our little Wesley, the mini poodle, and Athena is high maintenance, but very lovable for sure.
A little bit more knowledge to drop on you. 3 in 5 pet parents say they allocate about $200 from every paycheck for their pet's necessities.
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa now.
Dog food and those toys add up. Danny Gokey.
You send them to college too?
Well, people are asking, and we said somebody on the listener line at 396-1670 asking, hey, do you have the Home for the Holidays winners? Caleb, we do, right?
We do, yes. So these were revealed last night on Facebook, and we'll let you know later on, maybe next hour, why we are saying winners plural.
Uh-huh.
But so this was the first one. You can check it out on the WWIB Radio Facebook page. But this was Kim from Chippewa Falls.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Well, I didn't even realize that this was a possibility till last year. I heard about this, and then I heard that it was coming back this year, this possibility of Home for the Holidays. And so I thought, wow, that would be fantastic for my sister, Katrina, to be able to come. She and I both were born and raised at Clark Air Base, Philippines.
Okay.
And we really loved that experience of... We were raised there till we were in high school, and then we moved to the States. But I don't know, we would not change that for anything.
Now, if you did end up winning this contest, would you be going down to Florida, or would you be bringing Katrina back up here?
I would like to bring her here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really like to bring her here. Because I think that she doesn't take time for herself.
Yeah.
She's always looking out for other people, going out of her way, and when she does have to take some time off, she sticks around home and does those needed things around the house and really just doesn't take some relaxation time. And I think if she were to come here, she would be more apt to really just have some downtime, personal time, and I'd love to pamper her, you know, here. So, yeah. She works so hard at what she does, and she just really has not had, she's never really had a vacation in almost 20 years.
Really?
With the exception of coming up here to her nieces and nephews' graduations.
How long has it been since you've seen your little sister face-to-face, hugged her?
It will be 2 years.
2 years.
In Christmas.
And again, you're just two sisters growing up together,
right,
and you haven't seen each other face-to-face in 2 years.
Yep.
You're one of the top three. Like I mentioned, what I didn't tell you is that you actually won.
Oh, my goodness.
And your sister's coming home for Christmas.
Oh, yes. She'll be so excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Katrina's coming home for the holidays.
It means so much to her. I know it will. Thank you.
Absolutely. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord indeed. Thank you.
There you go.
Again, thank you so much to all of you who voted Home for the Holidays. As we were telling you, these moments are made possible. We appreciate our business sponsors who start things out and all of you who voted. If you took a minute to vote, you helped make that happen. You helped make someone's day and make somebody's Christmas, because maybe it's a total stranger to you, but you served them by doing something as simple as voting.
And another great story in an hour after the 8:30 weather. You don't want to miss that as well here, so keep the tissue box handy. WWIB. All right, Tuesday Trivia has turned into Name the Mystery Voice. I guess the alliteration's not as good, but it's fun, and it fits with radio pretty good.
It's super fun.
Yeah. And also a voice that you could be hearing live in person this Sunday is Josh Wilson, Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland, 5 p.m. NLC Worship Band. Josh performs live at 6. So many great songs, Savior Please, I Refuse, Pushing Back the Dark, Dream Small, and on. Tickets, $18. VIP meet and greet, $30. You can get your tickets at itickets.com, call the church, or even get them at the door, probably. But here's what we want to do. We want to set you and a guest up with VIP meet and greets for Josh Wilson this Sunday at Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland.
Sweet.
If...
That's cool.
If you get the mystery voice right. So again, 715-723-2555 is the number to call. 715-723-2555. If you don't win... If you don't win, it's still sweet to go see Josh Wilson at Northern Lakes Church this Sunday.
It is. Absolutely. All right. We've got the mystery voice. Again, 723-2555. We may go to text eventually, but we're starting off answering your calls on the air. Can you name this voice?
I love the fighting. I really did not expect to love the fighting as much as I did. I'm a fairly low-key person, but it turns out I really like to kick.
All right. So 7 seconds of audio from... this individual, and somebody thinks they know already.
All right. You know what? If someone could get this right off the bat, they deserve those VIP meet and greets for Josh Wilson.
Yeah, I had run these by Caleb and Susan beforehand sometime, and they didn't.
We couldn't get it.
I couldn't.
What's your guess?
Really random, but Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's assistant.
That is a great random guess.
Wow, there's a name out of the past. No, it's not her. Thank you.
Call back. Try again.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
715-723-2555.
Let's hear it again.
I love the fighting. I really did not expect to love the fighting as much as I did. I'm a fairly low-key person, but it turns out I really like to kick.
All right. So, 723-2555.
I don't know.
That?
I love that first guess so much. I don't know.
Good morning. What's your guess?
Is it Selena Gomez?
It is not. Try again. Try again.
Thank you. All right. 723-2555.
Mystery voice here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Good morning.
I'm stuck on the political. How about Ivanka Trump?
We're going to go both sides of the aisle here.
It's not Ivanka. Thank you.
Thank you.
Should we give a hint?
I think it's time for a hint, but it won't be as entertaining.
It has nothing to do with politics.
She's an actress.
Yeah. Well, actually, sometimes actors and actresses do get involved in politics.
Oh,
but that's,
yeah.
That wasn't the point.
Let's give it a listen again.
I love the fighting. I really did not expect to love the fighting as much as I did. I'm a fairly low-key person, but it turns out I really like to kick.
Who is this low-key person who loved the fighting and
really likes to kick?
Yeah.
715-723-2555 up for grabs. Two VIP meet and greet tickets for Josh Wilson this Sunday at Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland. What do you think? 715-723-2555.
Good morning. What's your guess?
It's Anne Hathaway.
It's Anne Hathaway.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
You are correct.
Wow.
Good job. All right. What gave it away for you, caller?
I don't know. I recognize something from an interview.
Yeah.
Nice. Very good.
Who are we talking to?
This is John Dirks from Thorpe, Wisconsin.
All right, good job, John.
John Dirks, we're sending you to see Josh Wilson with VIP meet and greets this Sunday in Cumberland. Yeah, Anne Hathaway, I don't know if she was talking about Batman or what.
Yeah.
I don't know how many fighting movies she's been in. I don't think Princess Diaries.
No.
I don't think she fought a lot in that one.
I don't think so.
Unless I missed something.
John, I know from talking to you back in the day, talk about voices, you do a great George W. Bush. Any chance on the spot you could give us a little something here?
Well, Mark, I just was wondering if you missed me.
Yeah.
We do miss
or
you.
I could talk like Donald Trump. You know, it's just going to be great. We're gonna come back in 24. We're going to do great things.
We love it.
You're
impressions
hired.
Always welcome. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Congratulations. Hold the line. We'll tell you how to secure those prizes, and we'll see you at the concert. No fighting, though, okay?
In another dimension, we would do all these things right in a row. But in regular life, our day is divided up into sleeping, working, traveling. Well, you know what? If you added all this stuff up, we have a record right here of how many years you would spend, for instance, sleeping.
Yeah, 23 years sleeping.
We spend 23 years sleeping, you guys.
That's why I try, you know, cut it down to 6 hours sometimes so I can live a little more than just sleep.
And the thing is, with sleep, that 23 years, you build up a big lead on that 23 years when you're a teenager. And then when you have children, especially the infants, then you regress.
Yes. Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
How about working? How many years do we spend working, Mark?
19.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot. Some of us more than that.
Again, where
some
does the time go?
Some of us less than that.
You're in the Wib Wake Up Show. How many years the average person spends on some of these things that might seem a little mundane in life? How about, so leisure activities, mm-hmm. that's very wide, but 9 years of our mm-hmm. lives
right.
on taking our leisure.
Yeah, like embroidery mm-hmm. or running,
mm-hmm.
which
sure.
would be less.
Not at the same time, generally.
Travel. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say travel, 7 years, including the morning commute. 7 years, like in your car, in a plane. Ugh.
Takes me 10 minutes to get here every morning.
I wonder if this
10
is
minutes.
Based on like a 70-year life. I don't know.
I just added it up. It's 62 years.
Huh.
So if we live longer than that, then we have like a whole bunch of years we can do whatever we want.
I think there's a few other miscellaneous things maybe that aren't covered. But eating is 6 years. Six years of your life spent eating.
The best 6 years of my life.
On average, the typical human being spends 3 years of their life sick.
Wow.
Aww.
Bummer.
Well, we're telling you on the Wib Wake Up Show how many years an average person spends during their lifetime on various things. How about 2 years for personal care? Uh-huh. That must be average between men and women. Personal uh-huh. care. There's a lot of maintenance that happens for me.
Typical person here that we're considering maybe spends about a year of their life going to church.
Mm-hmm.
We could give that up a little bit more. Uh-huh. And I say that to myself as well as others. Also, where does the time go here in the Wib Wake Up Show? How long does the average person during the entirety of their lives spend channel surfing on TV or trying to find something to watch on Netflix? A year. A year. their lives.
Make a
not
decision.
Watching, just looking.
That's funny. That's
do you know if you do it long enough on Netflix, there's this little screen that comes up that says, would you like a suggestion?
Yes, I've seen that now. It's like, we'll find something for you.
I'll find it.
Peter Furler, formerly the Newsboys.
Yeah.
Alive, WWIB, 33
Interesting.
Degrees.
Interesting.
Let's set this up one more time. Caleb, we had one of the winners for Home for the Holidays last hour after the 7:30 weather. People can access the video, wonderfully done videos. Thank you to Jesse from Orange Impression. You can find that at the WIB Facebook page, but set up the second one here.
Yeah, so this is what happened. So Home for the Holidays, as we promoted, again, thanks to our sponsors, thanks to your votes, we're giving someone $1,000 to make a Christmas wish come true, either being able to go it and see a family member for Christmas or bring a family member home to them. And so Kimberly from Chippewa Falls is bringing her sister Katrina home from Florida for Christmas, and she was our winner. But something pretty amazing happened. We actually had an anonymous listener come in and tell us, you know what, my wife and I don't give each other Christmas presents, and we were wondering if we could give, again, we don't want our names attached to it, but could we give $1,000 so someone else's Christmas wish could come true? And so I was able to, under cover of saying, hey, you were one of the top three, I was able to contact Jill from Boyd. And she came in with two of her five daughters. So she brought back two of her daughters with her. And they were hoping to bring back her middle child, who is stationed down in Texas, San Antonio, Texas, at the Air Force Base there with her husband and their twin daughters. And so Jill's wish was to be able to get all of them back home for Christmas. And again, financially, it just wasn't going to be able to work to get a family of four all the way up here for Christmas. And they'd also gone through a lot of loss, as you'll hear in the video, some really tough times for this family. And so we brought them in. We let them know that they were one of the top three, but they didn't know the results. And so what we were able to tell them is not only that, you know what, you didn't win, but you actually did win because of this anonymous listener. So it was a pretty cool moment.
Let's give it a listen.
Stephanie is your oldest daughter?
She's in the middle.
In the middle? Okay.
Samantha. I have an older daughter, and then Samantha, Stephanie, Shelby, and then Myla. So we have five girls.
This is for your daughter, who's down in Texas. She's the one that, and you'd like to bring her home for Christmas. So talk a little bit about the circumstances. I know it's been some really hard things for you guys in the past year.
A couple years ago, my brother-in-law in 2019, Stephanie lived with them for 2-3 years while she went to school. So he passed away, and that's my sister's husband. And then 6 months later, my husband.
Christmas Eve and having everybody home, that was kind of like our family time together was Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So it was like our tradition every year, and having everybody together and doing our, you know, our Christmas stuff together was really great. So I think I missed that the most, because that was, you know, we've all been busy and our lives have taken us different places, but I don't think
she's ever been home for Christmas.
Really?
Mm-mm.
And how long have they been a military family then? So 7-year-old twins.
She's been in 8 years, and he was in.
He's been in for quite a while.
Yeah. There was a listener who stopped in, and he said, I don't want to be anonymous, but he said, those stories really move me. He said, my wife and I don't give each other Christmas presents. Could we give $1,000 so somebody else could have their family home for Christmas? And since you guys are the runner up, $1,000 is going to you, and Stephanie's coming home for Christmas with her family. Can I get a hug from you too?
Awesome, thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, WWIB, for bringing our daughter home,
bringing my sister home. You guys have been a part of our lives since just our whole life growing up. So just thank you for everything you've done for our family.
Thanks a lot, Caleb. You put me into just a big puddle here today. So
we're
chopping some onions in the studio here.
What a powerful thing.
Turns out this isn't waterproof mascara.
We shared it on the radio, but go watch the video. It's even better. It enhances it. And so very powerful.
Yeah. Again, the power of community, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This is inspiring because it reminds me about my own connections and how precious they are to me and how we really do need to be connecting with those we love.
And when we say we are family, again, the chance to meet these two winners for Home for the Holidays. We never knew it was going to be two winners, but God had other ideas. And Kim from Chippewa Falls and Jill from Boyd, along with her daughters. And it just impressed on me how every single one of us has a story. And there are thousands of you listening, and you all have stories, and you are all so important to us. More than that, you are valued by God, the creator of the universe, who looks on you and says, I made you for my purpose, for my glory, and you are important to me, and you are uniquely and wonderfully and beautifully made. And there are a few things like this that remind me of just how important family is, and it doesn't always have to be blood relations,
right?
But here with this station, when we say we are family, your stories are so important to us. We love you, we pray for you, and we value the fact that we can be part of your lives.
Elf on the Shelf.
What happened?
I did not know anything about Elf on the Shelf. A judge has just ruled him illegal, and I'm like, why? What could possibly happen from this charming little thing I've heard about vaguely? Well, in case you don't know, Elf on the Shelf is a new Christmas tradition where this special scout, like an elf that you buy, is sent to your little home from the North Pole, and it encourages kids to behave themselves. Basically, the parent is supposed to move the elf every night, and if you touch the elf loses its magic, right? And so then the kids have to write a letter to Santa to apologize. So this...
It's a very weighty thing, apparently. I just thought, like, when I see pictures, folks say, oh, here's the elf, you know, then they do that.
Right.
It's usually the elf is getting into some mischief, like unrolled all the toilet paper or tipped over the goldfish bowl or something.
I thought I seemed to remember the Elf on the Shelf, you know, as a kid, but it wasn't, like, moved every day or anything.
Well, now it needs to be moved every day. And it turns out that parents who forget to move the elf, the kids are in tears saying, yeah, the elf lost its magic. Which one of you touched the elf?
Too much pressure.
So a Georgia judge is outlawing Elf on the Shelf. He tweeted that last week saying, this is due to the toy posing a risk to the emotional health and well-being of his children.
Yeah. Well, I guess when you, the added pressure, I'm like, it was just a decoration item,
right.
I thought.
He said, when these elves do not move, it leaves our children of tender years in states of extreme emotional distress. The judge also called his order a gift to tired parents.
He said, again, firmly tongue-in-cheek, he says, I'm a public servant. I'll take the heat for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and this is the thing. Like, let us know on the listener line if you do this at 396-1670, because I think I've seen some of the where it's just incredible, the setups.
Right.
And we've never done it in my family, but I would think there's a lot of pressure to come up with something night after night after night.
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
I would think that too. Well, if you do touch the elf by mistake, you do have to write a letter to Santa, and you also have to sprinkle a little cinnamon beside the elf before bed.
You know what?
This
I think
a whole production.
Instead of all the Santa nonsense, I think it should just be if you touch the elf, you have to do an extra chore.
Oh, nice.
Dishes will make you move again.
See,
vacuuming, dusting.
There's many reasons Larry Crabb has been my favorite author over the years, but add to them, one of his books is called The Pressure's Off. Not The Pressure's On, The Pressure's Off. So that's what we need.